I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says a top North Korean official is heading to the U.S. to plan a summit with Kim Jong-un. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
After an AP television camera spotted Kim Jong-chol in Beijing's airport, the president confirmed Kim is traveling to New York as part of ongoing talks about the summit. The president last week called off the June 12th meeting, but has since said it could happen in Singapore as planned, and efforts to arrange it have ramped up both here and in Asia, where a U.S. diplomatic team is now on the Korean Peninsula. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Kim will be meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and the White House also said Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and President Trump spoke on the phone Monday and plan to meet in person before the summit in Singapore. The U.S. is announcing that it will impose a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods containing industrially significant technology. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
The White House said Tuesday that the tariff will cover goods related to the Made in China 2025 program. The full list of imports that will be covered will be announced by June 15th. Trump has bemoaned the massive U.S. trade deficit with China as evidence that Beijing has been complicit in abusive trading practices. The trade deficit was $337 billion last year. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Afghan special forces, backed by U.S. partners, are being accused of killing 9 civilians and injuring 8 others in eastern Nangarhar province, apparently mistaking them for Islamic State militants. This is VOA News. A man has killed 3 people in a Belgium city with the guns of stabbed police officers. AP correspondent